Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. How deeply grateful I am you chose to be with me on this 25th day of February 2018. We're going to look at care and what that means. Do you care? Huh? Or does it just depend on whatever? We're going to be looking at caring and what that's all about. And I hope that my little radio program, or what we call Satsang, is of help and of service to you. And if it is, I hope that you will consider being a sponsor and helping us sustain our radio program through your contribution, monthly or quarterly. This is a very wonderful way in which to serve the world. It really is. I get literally, 50 or 60 questions per week. We have many, many people that listen to us. I don't know our stats, forgive me, but they're up there. And I would love to be able to service these people as well as yourself for years to come, but I can't do it without your financial support. To become a sponsor is to serve humankind in a very unique way. It is to help people with that thing within themselves. They suffer from depression and all sorts of difficulties when it comes to anxiety. And these programs help. They really do. People contact me and they get in touch with what's going on within them. Some of them start their own sense of a practice, and others just feel terribly relieved after listening to the radio program. These are the things that I have been told. So your donation goes to serve humankind. And if you go to the website at aspire.org, and you will see there on the main page a little button that says support, and you choose to hit it, which would be nice, you will see exactly where your donations go. There's a little button there that says, "Why support Aspire?" And I hope that you will avail yourself of it. Go take a look. And you get a lot of goodies for this. And it's all explained there. And the goodies are each and every month. You know, they're wonderful. I get a lot of emails pertaining to the idea of people caring. And basically, it boils down to not caring. We live in a very difficult society now. And the culture that we have lost, where we did care about each other and wanted to help and serve each other as best we can, is gone. It's totally gone. And the reason for it are many. And we'll talk about it here, because the questions I have are really wonderful. But I thought it would be interesting to give you a definition of the word care. I know a lot of us think we know what these words mean, but do we really? The word care, according to the dictionary, is the provision of what is necessary for the health, welfare, maintenance, and protection of someone or something. Serious attention or consideration applied to doing something correctly or to avoid damage or risk. So there are your two definitions. We're going to be using the noun, the first one, about the provision of what is necessary for health, welfare, maintenance, and protection of someone or something. We're going to kind of go there. But I don't see it that way. I don't agree with the definition, but we'll get into it. The first question we have comes from Bob in St. Louis, Missouri. And he asks, I've heard that it is important, but I don't really care, even though I try. Why don't I care, Bob? Well, Bob, I don't know you. you want me to give you a generalization here, and that's dangerous. So I'm going to do it anyway, because I thought your question was very insightful. There's some meaning to it. And I understand you're told that you should care, but you don't. And that's, I'm just going to boil down your question to that. You're told you should, that good people care, and you don't, and why? Well, there is a reason why. And I talk about it with my students, and I deal with it with them in session work, and I'll tell you what it's all about. When your DNA, which is about your and mine survival, when our DNA overtakes our entire emotionality and the state of our emotionality by making us live in a quasi-fear, or what we would say in a reality of fear, then all of a sudden the well-being, the protection, the welfare of anyone that is other than our immediate family or other than ourselves goes right out the door. And we take exception with caring because we have a great deal of difficulty with the idea that our needs should come first and then theirs. And you know, in certain situations, that is very true. You're on an airplane, you know the old saying, when the mask comes down for air, you put it on first and then you help your neighbor. Because if you can't breathe, you're not going to be able to help them breathe. And that's the whole idea in that. But there is more to this than all of that. Would you give me that which you deem that you need more than I do? That's a big point of caring. And this caring is very rare nowadays in this world that we live in. We don't really care much about anyone or anything other than our own immediate needs. And part of that is because the government, of which everybody thinks that we live in the land of the free, home of the brave kind of thing, has taxed us and relegated us to the idea of slavery to the economy, to the banks, and to all institutions, corporations, to such a degree that it takes all we have to earn enough money to do all we can and need to do in our life, and this consumes us. Unless you have a sense of profound compassion and an extraordinary sense of intelligence, you won't see what's going on in the political scheme of this country of ours. And I'm not getting political here. Believe me, I'm not. I'm just stating the facts. I'm not advocating candidates or parties or anything like that. I'm just telling you the state of the world you and I live in. We are so very much a part of this whole scheme of being in the slavery of corporates and corporations and government and how they have colluded together that we struggle making a living. And the powers that be don't care. They're not going to care about you. So it is going to be hard for you to, let's say, make a donation or to help people when you can barely put together enough food or you're working 2-3 jobs just to make ends meet. And I understand that. But you have to understand that. You have to understand this whole shebang of how we live our life and the way we live our life in this country. We are not free at all. You know, if I have a dead tree in my backyard, I have to contact the city government, give them a check before I can cut down the sick tree and take care of my property. I have to pay the government to do that. So you have to see how this all works. Caring, how am I going to care for the maintenance and the welfare of another person or people in general when I have to do all these other things? And this is the way people think. So let me give you the antidote. We can't change our outer fixated government corporations and society. We can't fix that. We can't overthrow it, and we can't fix it. But within ourselves, we can do many things to, shall we say, offer compassion and kindness to anyone and anything that needs our attention. And this is very, very important for us. Most of us do not understand what it means to have compassion or kindness. There's always things I can do. I work at hospice and I work with people who are leaving their bodies. But you might be able to go and work at something else, something where you're helping the homeless or you're tutoring children or whatever. These are very important things that you and I can do that are a part of our giving in this society. And in doing so, we raise the level if we do it with kindness and love and compassion, especially compassion, the ability to see another person's needs and to help them, then you can begin to change the ebb and the flow of your own life, Bob. The reason you don't care is you're going to your genetics, you're going to your DNA, and you're looking at your genetics and your DNA, and you are making your genetics and DNA the authority of your own life. And in living in that authority, in living in the genetics that say don't give anything to anyone because you're going to need it for yourself, and your DNA, which is always screaming at you, a 911 phone call, oh my God, this, oh my God, that, oh my God, this, oh my God, that, you're going to miss everything that is important to your life. You're going to miss beauty, kindness, service to humankind. So there you are. That's why I always thank my sponsors. They are out of the box. They do things to serve you. You are hearing me now, Bob, because of the kindness of someone else who very easily could say, I can't afford to be a sponsor. But they do anyway, because there is compassion and loving kindness in their hearts. And that is what is deeply necessary and very much, very much needed in this world. I gotta go. I could talk to you forever about this. Please forgive me, and I hope it helped. Namaste. The next question comes from Joseph in Los Angeles. Why do I just not care what happens in the world at all? It just seems to me like we are in a hopeless situation. Joseph. Joseph, in the world, there will always be wars and rumors of wars, and there will always be great difficulties, always. This world is a manifestation of the incarnations of many types of people who have come from backgrounds where there has been great tragedy and war and killing and me first kind of mentality. It's always about me. Whether it's me too, me first, me them, me want, it's all about me, me, me. And because we're so self-oriented and egotistically oriented, and our hubris takes first place in everything we do, we don't see how we can help another person or why we should. I hear it all the time. Why should I help? Why should I? You want something? Why should I? You want me to be a sponsor? You want me to help humankind? Why should I? I hear this all the time. The world is the way the world is, but you have to understand. If you answer to the world and you make the world your authority, you're going to care about nothing but yourself, and you're going to live in a very defensive posture. In this defensive posture, you will start to create more and more karma. Things that you will do that will cause you great duress, great trouble. You're going to find that in this karma, you perpetuate a certain kind of evil in you, the dark side of you. And this will be very gratifying as you join in with the masses who are also doing the same thing through the collective unconscious. So you can do this for the rest of your life if you so desire. And if you like doing things like this and you get off on the idea of being a part of the collective unconscious, then, you know, so be it. But there is more to our life than all of this. You don't care because you don't see results, but you will not see results in and of the society that we live in. The results you are looking for must live within you. There must be this deep sense inside of you that you belong to this world, in this community called the world. You must want to serve the world more than you want to sustain its ignorance, its pride, and its vanity. You have to care not about the parts that are difficult, but to establish yourself in the parts of this world that are beautiful. I know people are full of mischief. I know that. I go to hospice. I see it all the time with the families. I see the mischief in their minds. They've lived their lives so literally and without any kind of thoughtfulness in the form of questioning their own, you know, manner of living, that they have become almost hostile towards the process of someone ending their life and leaving their body. And they're hostile about the idea of fighting with a family, their own kin, as it were, about money and possessions and stuff. It just gets down to the most ugly thing. You wouldn't even believe it, but that's what it gets down to. And so as you begin to see the genetic strain in this whole situation, you could get very cynical. I am very aware of human foibles and mischief, but I don't let it affect me as far as my service to humankind. And I don't look at people and say, well, you're this person, you're that person. The moment you stereotype these people, Joseph, you have become a part of that stereotype. You want to always understand that the person that is before you is ignorant and knows not what they do. And that's how I approach it. It's not that they're evil or bad. They just know not what they do. They have no sense of what it means to have a purpose greater than their own needs and desires. So with that in mind, and with that as a way of understanding the nature of our life, we come to understand that we need tolerance for people. Always listen to me, Joseph, and this will help you. Always deal with people the way you see yourself in them. See yourself in your enemy or in a difficult person. See yourself and talk to that. Don't talk to their mischief. Talk to the part of you that lives in them, the part of you that is authentic in them. And as you do that, you will start to see a shift and a change within you. And believe it or not, you will start to see a shift and a change in them. And whether or not it's them that is changing or you and I that are changing won't really matter. You'll just see the change. And that is crucial in dealing with people who are difficult. And believe me, I deal with difficult people a lot. So I've learned, instead of resenting them or not liking them or hating them or whatever, I see myself in them and I talk to the me that's in them. After all, it is me, the Gregory, that created them in the first place. They're not in my life by accident. They're in my life for a purpose. And they're there to teach me. Every person comes to teach me one thing or another in this worldly life. So If you understand that and you can live in that and you can care about that, then you care for them, you care for yourself, and you care for the meaning of what everybody is in your life who touches even the periphery of your life. You'll care about all of it. It is so beautiful. I hope that helps you, Joseph. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question, I have to move along. This one is from Laurel. She does not tell me where she lives. Can't help others. I have a hard time with caring for me. So if I can't help me, how can I help another? What should I do, Laurel? Laurel, I'll just give you some quickies. Don't gossip. Whatever you do, don't gossip. Don't look at your enemy or people that you don't understand and assume some profile of them that fits whatever it is you can think about a person, like they're a bad person or they're a devious person or they're untrustworthy, whatever. Don't do that. You don't know. This might be an assumption you are making. And of course, always leave room for people to change. Now, taking care of yourself, this is taking care of yourself. If you can understand that how you relate to others is how you relate to yourself, then you can understand just a little bit of a fraction of what it means to enter into compassion. Caring for another person, even though you don't like what they think, say, or do, is not the issue. The issue is, what is it about them that is in your life? What is it that they are there to teach you? And what is it about me, in this case, Laurel, that made them possible in my life? What is it about me that needed this? It wouldn't be there if it wasn't something I needed or something that I did or do or whatever. If you understand this, if you can understand the nature of this, then a lot of interesting things can happen for you. And you can start to see the ebb, the flow, and the movement of your life as a blessing, because people come into our life not to curse us, but to help us. Your worst enemy is the best friend of your authentic heart. If my worst enemy makes me become introspective, if my worst enemy forces me to admit and see what I have done to hurt them, then if I am willing to change, if I am willing to have remorse, if I am willing to repent, as it were, then they have come to help me. And I need to look at that and understand that as a blessing. But if I don't, if I take it personally and I make it ugly, which most people do, then what have I gained? Nothing. And I haven't helped them. I haven't helped myself. I don't care about me. I don't care about them. I don't care about any of it. And I lose the meaning of my life. Is that the way you want to live your life? Is that the last call of your living? You're just going to only like those people that are like you or like me? And why would we do that? That would be a terrible misuse of our entire life. We're not here to like those people who we think are clones of us. We're here to love them all, to care about them all, to become one with them all. If I can't be compassionate with my enemy, then I have lived a wasteful life and I have missed everything that is important to my daily living, the things that really change my life. Hopefully you will see it in that light and mature. And that's what I think our enemies are there to do, to help us mature. But that's just me. I hope that helps you. Thank you, Laurel. Please forgive me. Namaste. I'm out of here and on time. Thank you for listening. I'll be back on the air next week. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Please forgive me. Namaste.